This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan. We've got Jeff here today.
Good morning, everybody.
Dean and Judge Goldigger.
Morning, all.
Okay, there's a new breed of child advocacy protester coming, and Steve Evans, Marius Rokeris, is an international lawyer. He's going to be coming to New Zealand on the 3rd of July. Okay, we need our own Kaitiaki army, and I'm proud to say that Ngā Puhi have woken up to the scam, and they're claiming they didn't cede sovereignty. Is this right, Dean?
That is right, yes. Yeah.
Yes. We want to start up the International Civil Defence Network, New Zealand Civil Defence Service Branch, New World Order Survival. We're talking about liberalism has denied the rights of minority groups, making us slaves of globalists and politicians, promoting the New World Order's agendas while living like fat cats. The rich go from country to country using tax havens to hide behind. It is time for a bloodless revolution, for the voice of the people to be heard, a voice of no confidence in councils and status quo totalitarian governments who have declared war on us. So we need our own Kaitiaki army. We need our own courthouse with constitutional marshals, and I want to honour you, Dean, as a constitutional marshal, yep, human rights activist, yep, and also God's throne room rights. Yep. That's so important. We need our own healthcare system and Daystar apostleship to herald in the incoming Christ. We're talking about enlightenment leading to transformation. Now, Marius Rokeris is an international lawyer. He's going to be here on the 3rd of July in Auckland, Wellington. We hope to have him on this show. We're going to have to be doing protests while this is going on outside Oranga Tamariki. Now, he is taking a case against the government to the UN over complaint system breeding torture. We know there's been 250,000 children affected by state and religious-based abuse. No apology, very little recompense, no wraparound service. The Royal Commission is not answerable to the people. Now, what I'm finding with the family law system, Jenny will be with us next week again, but I've heard from her and other mothers, when you go for supervision, it costs you $350 a time to get access to your own child. This is criminal, isn't it?
Yeah, can I just add to that, Jack, how it's like extremely well hidden, but I've just found just keeping your guard up and believing how much the children need to be helped. That's an atrocious figure you gave us before.
Yeah, 250,000. And there's been no redress, no trauma recovery processes put in place, not even an apology. No one's responsible. Therefore, we have to go to the UN and file in the UN. Good on Steve Evans for bringing him out here again and taking him around the country. We need to gather with all the groups around the country on this.
Yeah. I'd say Israel would veto that, Jack.
Peter, that you reckon?
Oh, definitely, because of the children being abused in Palestine.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking about want to have rights for them, kids.
Zion, all the money grubbers at the top and working with the weaponry and this sort of thing.
The thing I've found with kids, they really are scared to speak out because of what the adults are doing.
Now, I found Dave Luell. I talked to him yesterday, and he mentioned when we were standing for the Guerrilla Republic, many years ago, he mentioned a father and son. The father took the son and he threw himself underneath a truck. We also had Haslick, who actually burned himself alive at the Beehive. Why haven't they got shared parenting? Why aren't we looking after mothers and fathers in this country and children? We've had another child killed. Now, I believe that the reason why fathers are doing this is because they haven't been given access to their own children. Yep. And they're basically saying, if you not, don't let me have my child, you know what I mean? Yep. You're not going to have them anymore.
Yep. And they categorise you. I remember I went up to the hospital and Gracie was in hospital. Then the nurse told me to step out and she asked my daughter, has your dad been abusing you? They stick you all in the mongrel category. They don't, oh, that might be a caring father. They don't, they just categorise you.
Now, victim's body on social media, mongrel mobster who killed someone for narking on the gang's boss, allegedly arranged for a photo of the victim's dead body to be posted on social media just days before the trial started for narking on the gang's boss. Victim was killed. Gangs need to rehabilitate and become a political force for good by joining the Maori Parliament. You know, this is where true sovereignty would be recognised. What do you think, Dean? What difference is the Maori Parliament going to make? They'll honour the whakaputanga, won't they?
I think it'll be a much better system and a much better society.
Yeah. So united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs are ever be against the wall, we'll be together, you and I. Split, divide and conquer. Where we're attacking one another in society. And I saw something at the Methodist. The police were there. There were two police cars. And there was a guy who was a mental health consumer. He wasn't taking his medication, screaming out. And there was one guy doing the haka against someone else. And you talk about split, divide and conquer. They're all attacking one another, but they're becoming kupapa. They're not standing for sovereignty. They're not uniting together. And what I'm saying, basically, perhaps if the gangs work in together and they stand up for what is right, we can all work in together
to get
New Zealand back, to stand up for who we really are as a nation.
That meeting that's coming up on the 27th of June, if you're just coming along to cause trouble and division, just don't come. We want to fight together.
What we're saying is they're talking about symptoms, not causes. They're only interested in their ratepayers' money and getting a cheaper deal. They're not concerned about all this the foreign activity and everything and BlackRock coming in and paying everything off and New Zealand will be owned. This is what we're saying, Simon, that they need to boycott the rates. They need to deal with the enemy behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
And so I reckon it's a good time to bring this in, Jack. So like with the dome thing that I saw over in Israel, the Iron Dome that everyone saw on media, that's a protection of our soul. God will always intervene. I mean, money, land, yeah, sure, great. That should come secondary, but you know what? We're pushing should
Iron
come first.
Iron Dome is a hoax. Iron Dome
is a hoax.
Yeah, what makes you say that, Jeff?
Well, I know it is.
It was an inside job by 9/11. Is that what you're trying to say?
Out of Israel, and it's just a glorified fireworks display. The psychological effect on the citizens is what they're up to.
Well, how come they're still all alive then if it's a hoax? That surprises me.
Well, it's the same as 9/11, that plane that crashed into that building.
It
folded up.
And you'll get a million
hits. And 5,000 people were killed. They don't give a damn about the number of people killed so long as they can have their own globalist agenda. This is what we're saying, Simon.
The revelation I got out of it, it's still God's covering upon my sovereign soul. I don't if it's a hoax or not, I don't know.
No, that's good. We need to represent both sides because
Donald Trump wants a war. So I think what Donald Trump needs
Christ
to
was
do
a
is
Jew. So
go
there's
away
a true,
as well.
The true side to Jewry, you know, which is the Lord Jesus. But even Jesus cleansed the temple, didn't he, of the money changers?
Well, what we've got now, Jack, what people
even
have
he called
lot,
in the synagogue of Satan.
These so-called wannabe Jews have now all been corralled into one little spot. Isn't that handy if you wanted to exterminate them?
Yeah.
Manipulate and exterminate.
Yeah. Okay, now, a class distinction society, rule and divide. Wherever you are, if you're going to meals and on the street, and people are attacking you. That's your playing into the system's hands, because they want us to do this. They want us to be divided. They want you to be against other people. They don't want you to stand for sovereignty. They don't want you to rise up and for a revolution in this country. You know what I mean? Western civilization stands on the precipice of collapse. The pandemic, rising debt, inflation, interest rates, and the erosion of the middle class. Amid this civilizational collapse, the dark forces of global elite, they control many companies and the Federal Reserve. So we're talking about the total collapse of our society. It's just taken the sleepwalkers a while to wake up. But there will be revolution in New Zealand. I feel it coming on, because we've had a protest last week. What was that protest about? The fast tracking of the infrastructure and development projects, you know, bypassing the environmental safeguards.
And the 20% increase in the rates.
20% increase in the rates?
Yep.
Yeah. But like we say, they need to boycott the rates. They need to deal with the man behind the scenes and deal with the causes. Stop playing around with symptoms. Yep. You and me saw that, didn't we, Dean?
Yes,
we had Kupapa sovereigns there who wouldn't stand up and say they were sovereign. You know, we had the people say, oh, bring down my rates, bring down my rates. And then what happened when Wilson came in and we talked about boycotting the rates? Oh, no, we can't have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon what it's really boiling down to, are you rich towards God, you know? Oh, man, we have material stuff, but really, is that where we want to go?
Yeah, so Ezekiel's holy portion, sanctuary. We need to become sanctuary, health and well-being people. In other words, we're using the Te Whara Papa model, which is based on the spirit, the mind, the physical and social connections. And so we're starting a health clinic dealing with prostate cancer, bowel cancer, using alternative medicines like activate charcoal. This friend I met, Luel, he had a brain tumor, and I put him on to this charcoal, activate charcoal. So do the doctors tell us the truth about what really heals cancer?
No.
You know what I mean?
They're parrots, Jack. They just read from a script as well.
Yeah.
Just like a newsreader here in New Zealand, he reads from a script. It's put in front of him. He reads what it says and tells you it.
So I want to talk about one form of therapy here today, and that's dealing with obsessive compulsive disorder. Have you ever had that where you do something again and again and you need to check this again and again? It's called obsessive compulsive disorder. And I've got four steps to dealing with it. Separate. Imagine what it looks like. If you are fearing some paranoia or fearing, did you pick this item up or whatever the case may be, you need to imagine what it looks like. Secondly, resist. It may cause anxiety. Resist that compulsive disorder. Mm. Thirdly, embrace the anxiety of what may happen and do the opposite. Have you ever suffered from that compulsive disorder?
Well, constantly dissing Israel while I'm here, perhaps, Jack.
Yeah, but
another one of
you might be a
war cabinet actually resigned during the week too, Jack. His name is Benjamin
compulsory
as well.
Therapist. You know what I mean?
Okay. Is there a sense of hatred for Israel going on here? Because there is.
There's two sides.
Yeah.
There's two sides to this. False jury that absolutely controls all the weaponry supporting America with the global elite.
$100 billion.
You know, see the greater plan, but the
Bible is what America gave Israel and weapons.
In the end days, there'll be a hatred for Israel. And if you've got any kind of that going on in your heart,
hold on a minute. You're
in trouble.
Hold on a minute. You need to understand that Jesus attacked the Pharisees. He said they're of their father, the devil.
Yeah, right.
And Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan. So what we're saying is there's two sides
and
to spirituality and Christianity.
Jew, just like what the Bible says. Oh, they are not
the Bible
Jew.
Says he is a Jew who is one inwardly. So the spiritual Jew, okay, this is what we're really dealing with. as well as the natural Jew, is saying there's two sides to this argument. One side is Jesus was a Jew and he represented true love and understanding. And we're also saying at the same time that there's false Jewry behind the scenes who are controlling the money bags and the protocols of Zion.
I'd like to see the people in Israel at the moment, Simon, actually create an exodus and get out of there. Get out of there. They've been rounded up by someone. The people that financed Hitler.
Yeah. If you want to be a robot.
Yeah, well, Balfour contract. What happened there in the First World War in 1917?
Well, what right has Balfour to ask British a Rothschild to create a state of Israel in the first place?
That's right.
It's as if they owned the planet then.
They went to 100,000 Jews in New York, and the Jews said to them, "You give us Israel, Palestine, we'll win the war." Now, have you ever asked yourself, Simon, how did they win the war unless they were invested in all the military might and weaponry and everything else?
It's war theatre, Jack. It's a game, and yep, it's been going on a long time.
War theatre, and I do believe that, because I just freshly looked at the news this morning, and Putin saying, "Oh, our army could crumble." And I know for out of shadow of a doubt, you've got to watch out for Russia. They'll be leading the war show.
Yeah, but
and
how
I'm
do you know?
To the Bible, man.
How do you know Russia isn't an inside job with the mafia?
Yeah, America's just given the Ukraine $100 billion as well.
Yeah.
I reference off the Bible. You can reference off your media or reference off
the Bible.
What's that,
Dean?
Secret societies are involved.
Secret societies, whether you like it or not. And we're involved in the fifth generation warfare. The fourth is guns, machine guns and so forth. And the fifth one is messing with our heads. We're all at war, trying to become aware, aren't we? Trying to deal with stress, yeah. Rule and divide society. We don't realise it, but we're at war. So it's not the war in the Gaza. It's what's going on in your head right now.
Psychological
words. How we are attacking one another, how we are not uniting one another, how we're not part of the true revolution, how we're not true sovereigns. This is the real warfare that people need to be aware of.
The problem is when you just get in discussions with people, you've got to find a common ground. We're actually just tearing each other down, which is ridiculous.
Well, there's always two sides to every story, and the nature of the beast is quite secretive, how he operates behind the scenes. I never deal with the man up front. I always deal with the man, the issue, the beast, the monster behind the scenes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like their projected two-state solution. That will never be a solution.
Right. Now we've got the holy portion of Ezekiel's temple, the sanctuary. And Levitical Zadokites are told by the Lord, the king priests, in Ezekiel chapter 45, to execute justice. He's also told, don't have false balances and don't use violence. What I'm saying at the fourth level as Christians, we're supposed to be king priests.
Have you been ordained
as a priest yet, Simon?
Hang on, I just want to, the last comment you had was this whole us being judges, whatever, but the pitch they're trying to pitch now is if you bow down to the AI and the beast, you'll be transparent. That is such a lie from hell.
Yeah. So we're all priests, we're all headship believers, and we're all part of the counterpart bride of Christ. So the whole of creation is groaning in travail. Now, I looked up this word travail, and it comes out with Sundino, and it's a bit like the solar lunar disc, because you've got a solar rainbow and a lunar rainbow. And there is in my program with the wise leader, the Levi John Starman, and that means we're all day star apostles. But Christianity only goes to the first base, acknowledging a bit of Jesus. It doesn't go to post-resurrectional Christianity, which is Christ within the hope of glory and the life-quickening spirit. It doesn't go into ascending with the Lord into a new state of consciousness. And it doesn't bring in the new Jerusalem. So I'm talking about king priests. Yeah, you're a king priest, whether you like it or not, Jeff.
Peace be with you, Jack. Thank you for that.
You have authority in Christ. There's all the privileges of being a son of God. Yeah. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, nice and easy. I got a home in glory on the other side. Yeah, Ezekiel saw a chariot out in the field. He saw an angel standing by a chariot wheel. He wasn't too particular about the chariot wheel. He just wanna feel what the chariot feel. Oh, won't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop. We're all riding chariots. We're all examples of the heavenly Jerusalem. We all should be bringing in the reign of Christ. Why is it that Christians aren't all working together on this?
Because they're not all experts, Jack.
I'm going to go home and suck my thumb.
Now, a denomination is the name of a church. It's not Christianity, is it?
Because they're using the church to make money out of the average Joe blogs.
Yeah, it becomes a corporation, the tithes you pay. You're living the right life and this sort of thing, but they don't say what your rights and privileges are in Christ.
Oh,
they don't talk about transforming the system. We dare not get political and challenge the government with Christ over everything.
Jack, can I bring some biblical view through here? Oh, it's just a little thing I was reading in the Bible, you know, how Esau gave up his birthright. Oh,
yeah.
I need a food, bro. Oh, he's you.
Yeah, a lot of us are giving up our birthright for a mess of pottage. Pottage. Because we've been told by the system, you know, if you go to the world, you can become rich and you can be, you know what I mean, become famous and this sort of thing. And so you sell your birthright.
Yeah, for a bucket of KFC.
Yeah, you're a real sovereign. You have real mana. You're supposed to be standing up for who you really are, and yet you're going to sleep and you're denying yourself as a sovereign individual, as a citizen.
Right, a couple of quick points, Jack.
Yes.
For gangs to dissolve in this country starts with education. You need to get better education for children as they're growing up so that they can read and write properly and they'll go out there and enter the workforce and be this slave-based society.
Yep. Yeah.
You're always going to have these gangsters, wannabe gangsters, and criminal element.
Yeah.
Now, the beginning of the show starts with ask an expert and not this so-called conspiracy theorist. Now, an expert is an X stands for a has-been and a spurt is a drip under pressure. Those cops being hassled in this town at the moment, it's mainly synthetics and hand cleaner, Jack. They're drinking hand cleaner, alcohol that children can buy in a shop.
Drugs and everything. They found 5 tons of cocaine coming out of Colombia. I mean, 5 tons! Yeah. An ounce is big enough. You're talking 5 tons of making money. It's a money-making business.
Those guys, man. I got threatened the other day and I was right in his face going, come on, just wanting him to hit me, and they just all blow.
No. So we need to unite them all. We need to have a united group. United we stand, divided
you were talking before the show too, the suicide rate of transgender individuals.
That's right.
Well, for starters, I don't think there is such a thing as an hermaphrodite. So if you're a bloke and you've had your what's-his-name removed, then you're technically still a bloke without your what's-his-name.
Yeah, they reckon that your genitals determine who you really are. But people who have had sex changes and the nip and tuck has been brought out in evidence when they go through it that 70 to 80% of them end up taking their lives.
Might be the same
so
drug.
So it doesn't work. If you get a nip and tuck and then you end up killing yourself.
It could be just the drugs they're on. It's the same drug, Jack, and it's getting them psychological dependency.
Feeling alienated, the root of all mental illness, is no sense of purpose. So if you don't know who you are in Christ as an individual, as a citizen, if you don't know your rights in society, you're going to go...
Not citizen.
Yeah. You become a self-determined individual who knows who you are in Christ, you know what I mean, and knows your rights. You're going to go mad. And you're going to resort to drugs and alcohol because you don't know. This is the problem we're facing. It's time for all New Zealanders to wake up to what's happening around us, the lie we're given by the government.
As I said, the root of all mental health issues is no sense of belonging or purpose.
No sense of belonging or purpose.
And isolation.
Okay, so we're talking today about the need for our own Kaitiaki army. And also, Aotearoa has now become a police state with 24/7 surveillance, police-controlled communities and helplines. We need peacekeeping officers to protect the public. It is time for the sleeping giant of common people to stand up and declare what is right. You can't be a sleepwalker. You can't sit on the fence anymore because everything is so dark. And it is time for you out there to wake up. to what's going on around you. Become a sovereign. Become a constitutional marshal. Start your own healthcare system. Become a Daystar apostle. Apostle, enlightenment that leads to transformation. Yeah, and also you were going to say something about ban cruelty. I say cruelty to animals and humans because humans are dying too. And
when I watched that ad on the telly, it shows the animal sponsor thing. You can protect the animal. I often just envisage human beings are the ones chained in cages, and we. The protect the ban on live export that we've got here, Jack. On the 3rd of April 2023, New Zealand enacted a world-leading ban on live exports by sea. The new national-led government wants to destroy this ban. This is an animal welfare disaster. Animals, they suffer. So if anyone out there, it's the last day to sign the petition today.
I like cats. And I feed this cat every day.
You can basically go to the...
I like cow.
The parliamentary petitions website, if you Google that, it'll bring
you're
you
not up, a vegan.
And you'll be able to find the protect the ban, and you might be able to do something to help that, make sure good animals don't get exported.
Now, we are reminding people that Marius Rukaris, international lawyer, is here on the 3rd of July. So contact us, please, Luke, and all you people around the South Island and so forth. He's going to be in Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington. I'll have him see if I can get him on the radio. He's taken a case against the government to the UN over the complaint system, breeding torture. We're talking about 250,000 children affected by state and religious-based abuse. And we're also talking about the report that was released by the Royal Commission. Now, I brought this out at a community meeting and they started to attack me because I was dealing with the real issues.
Did they show rotten tomatoes at you, Jack?
Yes. I have to take all the hits, don't I? But people have to realise that the government's done absolutely zero and nothing about the 250,000 children that have been abused. And
so
even
wrong.
In churches I've been attacked for standing up for the rights of people and being a real priest and saying abuse of children is wrong. And even the Anglican Church abused me as a father with a son.
Yeah, it's almost like they're putting out their hands and say, oh, no, Jack, we want suicide.
Yeah.
That's madness.
It is madness. And we need to stand for shared care. And with both mum and dad having an input into the life of their own child.
Yeah.
And Dave Lewell was talking about a poor father and a son who threw himself under a truck up in Auckland. This is about 10 years ago. And also Hazlek, who burnt himself alive at the Beehive. When is the government going to wake up? And even Steve Evans, he was at New Lynn against... New Zealand First Party, and he was exercising his democratic right, and he was attacked because he's standing up for families. We stand up for families against suicide. And how many fathers and mothers are committing suicide every week?
The government is basically a bankrupt, heartless corporation.
A bankrupt, heartless corporation.
Well,
I wouldn't say that exactly, but, you know, because I vote for some of these guys, but you are right that they're... join the Rothschilds, and it's all about a bankrupt corporation. Yeah, what you're saying is quite correct there. And you have to realise that we're involved in a fifth-generation warfare, not of guns, but of how they are messing with our heads. The Twin Towers, Iran, illegal immigration. We need to work on self and community. Don't get caught up emotional. We get caught up in the emotional trauma of, you know, attack and this sort of thing.
And overreacting. Another one that goes with that is just going along with the collective.
Yeah.
And not standing out like an
individual. So this is the fifth element. And we all need to become aware because our country's at stake. You need to start fighting for your country. You need
to
become a...
sheep leading the sheep.
Who?
The sheep are leading the sheep.
Yeah, and then the wolf's deciding when he's going to eat and how much of the sheep he can eat. Is that a description of politics?
Like a sheep.
Well, woe to the rich man, as the Bible says, and Jesus warned against the Pharisees and the
scribes. And also the holy portion of Ezekiel's temple, king priests. We want to thank you for listening to our show, but do sign up, and we need bequests, and we need to become king priests, and we need to become agents of law chains and constitutional marshals. Thank you very much for following our program this week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For another week.
Free FM shows are created by people from your community. They represent the host's views and values and are not the views of Free FM. Read more about Free FM and Access Media at freefm.org.nz. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.